Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello, I'm Charles Nixon and welcome to Opinionated Marketers. With me is Kieran Kapoor, CEO of Cambridge Marketing College. And today we're going to be talking about the very interesting little article that came out of Wonderman this week, which was the end of the binging era. And perhaps a discussion on whether or not time and the constant pursuit of speed is actually something that we will go back to after the pandemic. The article which I referred to earlier is essentially a discussion by Wonderman about the fact that Netflix has made the decision that it's going to issue its product week by week in a slow release manner rather than putting all episodes up at once, something which Apple has moved to when it first started on the basis of trying to be different from the binging era of Netflix. This is followed also by Warner Brothers talking about issuing their product now into cinemas rather than directly onto its streaming channel. And it leads to an interesting thought, Kieran, which I think is that when we go back into normality, as whatever it might be, will we continue to be pursuing everything at a breakneck speed? DoorDash deliveries and others were discussed last week as being aiming for 40-minute deliveries of groceries that were ordered online. And my immediate thought was, well, why does anybody actually need something that is within 40 minutes? Perhaps the pursuit of speed and time has had its day. Now we understand a little bit more about what life is meant to be about.
I think it's quite interesting because, in fact, you've got two things going on. So in a different Wonderman article in March, they talked about snackable short form content being the next big thing in entertainment and how Netflix and YouTube and Facebook were starting to look at producing short form content that would just catch your eye and be bite sized. So they actually called it bite sized broadcasting. And on the other hand, you've got this idea that we're all going to go back to slower releases and waiting for the next episode. I think there are two completely different competing things going on in the marketplace. In a way, I've rapidly discovered, and I'm sure I can't be the only one, when you've got something like the whole of Netflix and the whole of Amazon Prime and the whole of BritBox at your fingertips, you sit down of an evening thinking, oh, there'll be something to entertain me. Within about 5 minutes, you've lost interest because you've got so bored just searching for things. So I think sometimes you do need that excitement of this is the next thing coming. This is something to look forward to.
Yes, it's an interesting one. We possibly have to go back to a few years before the pandemic, and certainly, and indeed before streaming platforms, when people eagerly looked forward to the next episode of a particular program, which would be released once a week by the main terrestrial channels, or indeed on the radio, as it might have been. And the aspect that this brings was a much more paced way of living, rather than something which was consumed at a maximum speed. I think the interesting aspect of the articles that you've just mentioned is that actually nobody knows what their audience actually wants at the moment, except probably some sort of change. Novelty always being one of the main aspects, obviously, of selling anything in marketing. But I do think that there is an interesting aspect that comes from these articles in the fact that the way in which people are looking now for newness may not actually be in television. And it may well be that we start to see the rise of live performance streamed. I think back to last week that Glastonbury, by popular demand, is now holding a second live day event online because of international demand. So I can see that live broadcast of theatre, music and events may well be the competing channel for entertainment rather than just television.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you have things like canned laughter. I mean, there's always been this whinge about canned laughter on the back of comedy shows and things. And then in the first pandemic, I was listening to things where they didn't have the audience and therefore there was no canned laughter. And actually, the jokes fall flat. You need that feeling that other people have heard it and they found it funny in order to help you find it funny. I think it's something about live delivery. So, yes, I think, I mean, I was very excited. There's a whole load of things that I support and now suddenly sort of saying, well, yes, we're going to be opening up or you can live stream a new event or whatever. And it's really exciting. And there are dates in the diary. And I think that's something that we're missing from the pandemic. It's been very easy to get hold of everybody, which is lovely. You can get hold of huge amounts of entertainment, which has been great. Though, as I said, sometimes I just get bored searching for things. But the idea of actually having dates in the diary and things to look forward to is really exciting. I didn't realise how excited I was going to get.
And I think that's one of the elements that marketers often need to think about, which is the enthusiasm and indeed the chemical rush that you get when you put something in the diary and then you look forward to it rather than just I'll switch this on and consume it straight away. It's a very short and a quick win to watch a program straight away, but to think about it, to savor it in anticipation as well as in consumption and afterwards, perhaps is what live entertainment has always had over boxed entertainment. And we should think back to the ability. Certainly one of the elements that we've talked about in the past for retailing surviving is to go back to the entertainment and the experience economy so that it is an event to look forward to and to savour whilst being out rather than just going from store to store to pick up items.
Yes, there was a head of a retail outlet talking about saying the point about the difference between online shopping and being out and about was that you could then decide that you were going to get an extra coffee or go off for a meal or decide to go to the cinema. You could have all these extra things. Now, you can generate that from home, but you don't get the same level of excitement. But it all comes back to we don't really know. So we've still got this idea about the having something in the diary, but we've also got snackable content. I was listening to a webinar last week from someone from the marketing meetup, and he was talking about sending out something like 80 pieces of content a day. And it's clearly worked for him. And I don't wish to sound dismissive, but because he's built a great career and a great business on the back of that. But I did sit there thinking, good grief, really? I'd have nothing, no time to do anything else. He's got multiple ways of making it really work. But B, do we really want to be in a world where everybody is creating that level of content?
It's too much to absorb. I mean, obviously, the gentleman or lady has got considerable amount of time to be able to create it, but I couldn't consume 80 pieces of content on a daily basis. Not and think about it. So yes, I think one thing's probably less is actually more in the world going forward. And I think that's an interesting point on which to end it. If you have any comments or suggestions for opinionated marketers, then please do let us know. Thank you very much indeed, Kieran.
Thanks, Charles.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.